let me introduce you to the concept of the playful dad. He is alive deep down inside every father who is too tired to get down on the floor and wrestle with Junior after work. The playful dad wants desperately to have his children as his friends, no matter how grumpy he may seem. The playful dad may have been worked to the bone and driven to find other ways to show his kids he loves them, but the playful dad can be awakened within each of us, if we but try. There is a serious lack of fatherhood role models for today's young dads. Fatherhood.org quotes data from the United States Census Bureau claiming that 24 million children in this country, roughly 1 in 3, live without their biological father. That was 2010, and the trend has probably increased that ratio. With nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, the likelihood that children have good role models for being a father is not high. Now that you are a dad, or soon will be one, you are thinking about how you can be a better father than your dad was. That is admirable. The playful dad is a good father. Historically, fathers would take their boys out into the field to help with whatever task was at hand as soon as Junior was able to help. Whether in an agrarian setting where Junior would learn how to plant and harvest crops, or in a community of hunters where the pursuit of meat meant boys would have a coming of age when they were treated like one of the men. There was a direct line between father and son that has been lost in today's society. On the other hand, dads rarely got to spend time with their daughters in the aforementioned arrangements, and today's fathers have a leg up in that regard. How much a father may have played with his children in bygone epochs is a matter of debate, since we tend to view survival as more important than play. But since so much play can be used to teach those skills, I'm inclined to believe that playtime had an important role, especially with the younger ones who could not join Papa in the hunt or in the fields. Modern children hardly know their fathers, not just because of their living arrangements, but also because of the change in lifestyle that has removed Dad's livelihood from the homestead. How can you take a break to play with your kids when you go away from them to an office for 8 or 10 hours every day? How can you teach them life skills when they are being trained by strangers in everything from basic health and hygiene like brushing teeth to how to resolve conflict with bullies? Granted, not everyone can quit the 9-to-5 work routine and start a business or homeschool or move into a rural area to practice a subsistence lifestyle, but have you considered what our modern standard of living has done to our children's ability to live well? Just because you don't recall playing with your father doesn't mean he didn't try. However, do you remember your dad being playful? Was he serious all the time? Was he able to make a joke at his own expense? Or do you remember him laughing only when you did something? The power that a father has over his children is mind-numbing, especially in the way it echoes through the generations. A father who makes his kids think that he is laughing at their expense is sowing seeds of inferiority that will blossom into a myriad of psychological issues later on in life. But a dad who makes his kids laugh, who plays with them in whatever way he can, who demonstrates an ability to smile in the face of life, this man reaps generations of happiness.